broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Hello, hello, yes, it's October the 14th. It's show 828. I'm Math, and over there in Prestatyn is the always awesome Lee.
Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going.
Super, that's what I like to hear.
Although
commitment and enthusiasm.
But I'm a little bit downhearted today.
Oh no. Yeah. Why is that?
Well, I applied for a job last week. I don't know, did I mention this on the show?
You did, and I was going to ask you about it, but it sounds like you're leading with the news.
Yeah, shall I read the email to you?
Go on then. Or not, if you don't want to. You look quite sad.
I have to share this with my friends. Hi,
okay.
Lee. Thank you for your recent application for the home-based customer service advisor position. Unfortunately, do I need to go on?
No, once it starts like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell by your face how it's going to end, but once you hear the word unfortunately, then it's like, unfortunately, bullshit excuse, bullshit excuse.
Well,
thanks.
That's what it's a standard response because it says, unfortunately, the role has now been filled. However, we were impressed with your skills and experience, and we would be keen to receive your application for any new suitable positions we may have.
Oh, they can't just keep you on record and just...
there you go.
Oh, there's that Lee bloke. We'll take him in.
He was brilliant, but...
Yeah.
So I'm going to apply for another one with UW for a... what is it? A tech services advisor.
Ooh.
I know.
Technical services?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's with the face? What? You're not filling me with confidence. I'm not going to bother applying now.
It's only that when you have a tech issue, you normally phone me.
Well, I can still do that.
I'm not doing tech support for UW.
I'm just going to be doing it on behalf of somebody else. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, person on the phone, just wait 1 second. Yeah. Beep, 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 beep. Hey, Marf, how do you do that?
No, this is for specifically for, I'm assuming, like internet. But you have to know about fiber optic.
Turning your router on and off.
Yeah. Fiber optic, resetting routers, fiber to the cabinet, all that kind of stuff. How hard can it be? And it says you don't need to know anything. Training.
Right. Well, if it says you don't need to know anything, that's fine.
But what I need a killer. This is what I wanted to ask you. Oh, don't tell me I've closed it. Oh, I was because what I wrote last time kind of didn't work. I was going to ask for some advice from the group.
And, okay.
And the question would be, why do you want this role?
Because I'm hungry.
Well, that's what I put last time, and maybe I think it went against me.
Oh.
So maybe I need something different.
Okay.
I've closed it down in disgust. Because I got all the way through. I mean, the application form, I did the easy bit. I put my name on it and stuff. But I'm now struggling for what do I say next? Why do you want this job? So I've been even Googling what to say. And I was going to put verbatim what I found on a website, but I thought that's probably not a good idea.
Probably not.
So what I did, I went to a thesaurus and I changed all the words.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and it sounds like absolute gobbledygook now. And I deleted that as well.
I think your biggest strength is your enthusiasm for the products and for the company.
Oh, I like that. That's good. Okay.
And that's why you want to, you know, why do you want this job? Because I would give my hind teeth to work for Utility Warehouse.
Yeah, but that was kind of what I said last time. Did I tell you what I wrote last time?
You didn't tell us. You just said you'd applied for the job.
Yeah, I applied for it, and it was the same question. Why do you want this job? And then I put I was passionate about customer service, and I've been a partner with UW for 11 years. And then I this is probably where I went wrong. I actually wrote down, I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to. Is that, no matter what follows that, is that a line that might inspire somebody to read on?
Depends what you said.
Okay, so I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to. I've been a partner for 11 years with Utility Warehouse. And to be honest with you, I get goosebumps every time I come off the phone to our head office team, whether as a, with a customer or as a partner, because I feel such pride at the way my, thanks Beth, my inquiry or the way you've helped me. And I feel really excited because I know when my customers call, this is the kind of level of service that they're going to be dealt. And I really would love to be part of an award-winning team like this. So
that sounds perfectly fine.
Yeah, Beth. Yeah.
And possibly start.
Not to Beth, apparently.
She's not the person who's giving you the job.
Oh, yeah, good point. Good point, yeah.
You possibly should start your letter maybe with, Andrew Lindsay said I should write.
Yeah, I was in Vegas with him. Give me a job.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Or Wes Linden suggested I apply for this job because I'm such a great...
Oh, now you see, I knew I should have opened it up to the floor. Brilliant.
I didn't even know this job existed till Wes Linden told me about it.
Yeah, till I was playing bridge with the Honourable Charles Wigander on Sunday night.
Yeah, that's it.
He suggested I should apply. He thinks I'll get it. Over to you. Full stop. Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, I'll do that then. Brilliant.
There you go.
I just got to learn to play bridge and I've got to meet the Honourable Charles Wigander.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I am disappointed. But, you know, it wasn't meant to be.
There'll be other people, other chances.
So, yeah, that's it. You know, didn't get that one. Right. And it's probably the first job I've really ever applied for, never got.
Okay, well, it's the first time for everything.
Oh, apart from that, I wanted to be a train inspector. Didn't get that one.
Oh, okay.
I was about 25. And the question said, why do you want to work for regional railways? I shouldn't probably have said, I want to be a train driver.
Perhaps not.
Because that's kind of what I said in a roundabout way. I'd love to be a train driver. But you've got.
And then they went, well, this job's not for a train driver.
Yeah, and I was quite tall as well. And they employ like shorter people to walk through the carriage. Tickets, please. Right. Tickets, please. Very well paid job. I didn't get that. I also didn't get one working for Air Tours back in the 90s as well as a rep.
Oh.
Mm.
I think you'd make a good rep.
Well, the problem is I lied on my CV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I told the on my CV, I was actually trying to learn Greek because I wanted to go to a Greek island. So I was trying to learn Greek and I think I managed to learn one word, which was, and it's still with me to today, it's epheristo. I've no idea what it means, but I tried to study and it just wasn't going in.
Right.
And at the time I was going out with Michelle and she could kind of speak Portuguese/Spanish. So I thought, I need to learn a language. So I was trying to cram in. Greek is a very difficult language to learn. So in the interviewer says, so I see that you're learning Greek or I don't think I put proficient. I definitely.
No one word.
I didn't put proficient. So she said, I said, yeah. She said, okay, then, in that case, can you tell me how you got here today? Now,
in Greek?
That's what she wanted. My response was, on the train.
Right.
Mm. Can you tell me in Greek, though? Yeah. So, consequently, I never got that job.
Okay.
Mm. So, yeah, I've had quite a bit of rejection in my life.
Oh. Oh.
I've had another rejection I can share with you as well.
Okay.
Yeah, you're looking bored. Well, in the 90s, when I first started off doing karaoke and disco, there used to be an agent on Prestatyn High Street called Ian Birrell.
Right.
And he had this little shop and he had pictures of like people who do discos, singers, cabaret artists, and he was quite well known across the North Wales coast. And I did a gig for him in the Little Ship in Flint. Now, it's very, very rough in the Little Ship.
Okay.
Very, and I wasn't from Flint. I lived in Flint many years ago, but we moved away. So Flint is very cliquey, and you can only drink in certain pubs. So if you're drinking the Little Ship, you can't drink in the Royal Oak, and vice versa.
Oh,
that
okay.
kind of thing. So that's the type of people. So this was a bank holiday Sunday night. Okay.
Yeah.
And I was with a guy called, I took a guy with me. His name is Baloo, because he looks like Baloo.
The bear.
He's about 6 foot six, but he's shaped like Baloo.
Right. Okay.
Because I was going to Flint, I thought I may need a bit of protection. So I did this gig, and it was a bank holiday Sunday, and the pub was supposed to shut at 10:30. And by 10 o'clock, there was a couple of people in. And then all of a sudden, everybody from Flint entered this pub. My equipment was being knocked all over the place. I was quite scared, if I'm being honest with you. And that was my first gig for this agent. And I went to see him the following day on the Monday to get me money. And he gave me money. I said, you know, is there any more work coming on? And he said, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I think you should consider something else, because I don't think you're very good at karaoke and disco.
What?
I know. So the only reason I've been doing it for all these years is to prove him wrong.
Yeah. Wow, if he could see you now.
If he could see... Yeah, maybe not.
Well, if he could see you before...
In March. If he could see me in March.
Yeah, if he could see you in March.
Yeah. Oh, he'd be sorry. So my life's been littered with rejection, to be honest with you.
Oh, dear.
I hadn't really thought about it before.
Take your mind off it.
All right, I'll have a drink of whiskey then.
Okay, that's how most people take their mind.
Yeah. So, cool, enough about me. How are you? How's your week been?
Not too bad. So you may notice that I'm looking crisper and wrinklier than normal. Because
you've had surgery.
I have a new webcam.
Oh, not surgery then. No. Okay.
No, you can see I've not had new surgery, because now I'm coming to you in 4K.
Okay.
I have a Logitech Brio.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Are you as crisp as me? Or am I crisper?
Well, at my end, I'm crisper.
Okay. Maybe
I don't know at your end. You might, because it'll be dictated by the internet speed.
Well, you're looking okay, because when you turn your head, it's not so bad with you, like green screen, virtual background kind of imagey.
Yeah, it's not too bad, I suppose. Mm. But I'm also coming to you through
Aha. No.
Because using I can give you a different look that I'm calling Mike Cam at the moment.
Oh, hello, Mike.
So there's an up my nose shot for everybody else in the background that I can just have a separate camera.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. So if I want to show you anything ever, I can just pan to a different camera.
Oh, do you know what I'd really love? I'd love a tour of Snug Towers 2. Yeah, go on. Show me the den.
I've got to have a very long cable on this, because I've tightened it all up.
Oh, so you've got that.
Oh, you see?
Yeah.
There's a super duper whopper chopper computer.
Okay. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Okay, cool. I like that that mic cam. That's good.
Handy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just a slide but I have downloaded OBS Stream.
Oh, good. Good.
Because I've been looking at something called Stream Deck.
Yes, you have. You texted me about it the other day.
I did. I texted you with the Mini,
mm.
which has got 6 buttons on it.
Yeah. But have you been looking at the XL?
Not the XL.
No,
no. It won't fit on my desk for a start.
Can't quite stress to that.
But I have, I've been looking at the 15 button one.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the 6 button one, you can just add folders, so you can put as many as you want on, they're just all behind the 6 buttons.
Yeah.
But I do a lot of things, like I've got a shortcut to write the text of the blog, like lay it out, and then I fill it in.
Yeah.
But today I used a shortcut that opened Audio Hijack. It opened Chrome with a